Alright, everybody, welcome to Nerds of a Certain Vintage. As always, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Andy.
And we are here for our midweek minute for Wednesday, April 17th. Man. How you doing, Andy?
It's the 17th. That's my lucky number. I didn't even realize.
Oh. So should I go high alcohol content or low alcohol content? Lower.
Lower?
Yeah.
What you got over there? You got an oatmeal stout, I see, on one side.
What's the other thing? An oatmeal stout and a cerveza.
A cerveza? I'd go with the oatmeal stout to start with, yeah.
All right.
I'd end up with the cerveza.
These are leftover Christmas Advent beers.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Does it actually say Advent on it?
It does.
Advent beers.
Advent beers.
Crafted for the holidays.
Yes.
Wow, what is that? Aldi, Lidl?
I don't know.
Who knows?
I think my...
Amazon?
I think my father-in-law got this for me.
Oh, fantastic.
A couple of years ago.
Father-in-law knows what we like.
He does. Beers. Beer. So there you go. Oatmeal stout. What are you drinking over there?
No more description needed. I'm having a beverage of my own concoction. I call it a buttercream coffee.
Okay. So I saw you like putting some sprinkles in there. What is that?
Salt.
Salt?
Mm-hmm.
It makes the buttercream sweeter?
No, it does
not. So you put butter and cream in there?
Yes.
Into coffee. Isn't that bullet coffee? Isn't that?
No. Bullet coffee is butter and MCT oil.
Okay.
Which is a whole different thing. MCT oil is essentially coconut oil, is what my wife tells me.
Mm.
But it's supposed to be some side of, it's something chain, something acid or something, or trans something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it is. But it's essentially like, it's an oil and butter. And my wife said MCT oil is the same thing as coconut oil. So I did that for a little while. Mm. Didn't like it.
Because of taste or?
Mostly for taste. And I wasn't real sure.
I was going to say something really disgusting. But
consistency? Mouthfeel? Yeah.
I was going the other end.
Yeah.
But
I find that, like a lot of people who are doing low carb like I'm doing right now, they have butter in their coffee instead of sugar and cream.
Okay.
Cream is very low carb too, but it has like one carb per tablespoon, so there's a little bit of carb in it. But I find that like the butter coffee, it just tastes pretty much like coffee with... I mean, the butter floats all to the top, even if with a foamer, you know, it just doesn't stay. But I discovered if I mix a little bit of cream in with the butter and then foam it, it keeps it throughout.
All
so
right.
It's consistent.
So it emulsifies it.
It does something to it. Mm-hmm. And I like it. It's tasty.
All right.
So that's one of the things that got me over
caffeine
the
caffeine or no
this
caffeine.
One is a decaf because it's in the evening. But
well, thank goodness we're not doing a Whoopa.
That's right. That would have taken us right out of it.
So the salt just cuts the sweetness a little bit? What is it?
It's not sweet at all. There's no sweetness here. It's butter and cream, which is fat and fat.
Mm.
And
but isn't cream got some sweetness to it?
It tastes good, but not in a sweet way. More in a you know buttery like a fat way. Right. Cream is all the milk fat. That's what it is.
Right. It's what rises to the top.
That's right.
You always hear cream rises to the
That's
top.
That's right. It's the thick stuff. So.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons my mom does not drink milk.
But I think buttercream coffee sounds better than fat coffee.
Yes. You need something, like you need a super cool name, like Hero Coffee or something like that.
How about Full O Fat? Full O Fat Coffee.
Yeah. It's got the O and the apostrophe.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is our midweek minute where we talk about news and purvoos. Any purvoos?
A couple, actually. I know you're excited by this. I'm excited too. Bridgerton season 3.
Yeah,
coming out in May. I watched that for my wife's sake because I wasn't sure if she knew that it was coming on.
And did she like it?
She already knew. She's already got a reminder on
on
Netflix to let her know when it comes out. So.
Is it as sexy time as they say it is?
I've not watched it really. I mean, I've seen a
part. Oh, you watched the purvu?
I just watched the purvu.
Okay.
I've watched parts of episodes because my wife is a faithful watcher.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there's some sexy time in the first two seasons. The third season, I think it's going to be heavier on romance and less on sexy time.
Who wants that?
Yeah.
Come on.
Exactly. You're losing your audience, man.
Yeah.
Now,
what's the Korean equivalent? They have a Bridgerton? They got something
They definitely have a Bridgerton, but it's not, you know, they don't put it in...
It's more chaste?
In Victorian England. It's in Victorian Korea, which is a whole different ball of wax, man.
Right. But they do more things like they don't. They're not as like right out there, are they? Like they do
Yeah, no, no, they're much more reserved, and like, there are K-dramas my wife watches where they fall right into bed, but for the most part, it's 16 episodes of the guy and the girl getting around to admitting that they like each other, mm-hmm. kind of thing. Right. So it's much more chaste, but, you know, right. they're love stories, they're not really... Although I'm sure that other part, that other stuff is out there, that's just not what my wife is, she doesn't gravitate to that.
I will watch 0 minutes of that.
I know. I'll have to get you to watch some of the better stuff, like more action-packed stuff like Vagabond, Bloodhounds.
I think I figured out why some of your purvus are in German.
Why?
Because there's a language support drop-down on IMDb.
Oh, wow.
It's defaulted to English, United States, but Deutsch is an option.
Well, hasn't happened to me lately.
Uh-huh. You must have fixed it.
No, it must have fixed itself because I didn't fix it. I didn't fix jack squat.
So did you see the, what was the other, the Dark Matter purview?
I started to watch it, and then I, unfortunately...
Thought it was a multiverse? You found out it was a multiverse
unfortunately
thing?
for the purview, my eyes wandered over to the summary, and it said, somebody in another universe, and I'm like, out, done, no thank you. So, right off. I mean, it started out strong with Jennifer Connelly, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And then, boom... Another alternate universe, and I'm like, done.
Yeah, and I'm still not quite sure how this whole thing works, because the purview basically says that this guy is a scientist
mm-hmm.
who has created something called the box.
Ooh.
That shows...
Sexy.
That shows...
yes, dear listeners, I'm a 10-year-old. Yeah.
But it shows, like, every possible alternative life that you could live.
Okay.
And somehow he gets switched with someone else in his box, in the box. Like, so a different version of him has swapped him out so that he could take over his life.
Okay. I'm going to need the handbook for the science, because I don't know. One thing about, like, being able to sort of predict what your alternate lives might be, but being able to teleport in between universes, that's a whole other kind of science right there.
Well, it's almost like they explain it as if it was Schrodinger's cat,
mm-hmm.
but...
You're fine as long as you don't look at your alternate lives.
Yeah.
But once you do, you could fall into them.
Yeah, and, like... If you were the cat
mm-hmm.
in the box, you would know whether you were alive or dead. It was external people.
Would you, though? I would assume you would.
Yeah, I mean,
you're in utter blackness, and you'd be like, am I dead?
Is this
I'm not quite sure. I'm not, until somebody opens this thing, I'm not sure if I'm dead or not.
Yeah, so he's been swapped out, and he has to try to find his way through, you know, eternity, like infinite universes, to find his one.
You know, now that you tell me that story, I am more out, so I appreciate that.
He embarks on a harrowing journey to get back to his true family and save them from the most terrifying foe.
This is a series, right?
Himself. Yes.
You know what? I really enjoyed this a lot when it was called Sliders.
I might watch a little bit of this just for Jennifer Connelly.
We'll see. Because they would have to have the sexy Jennifer Connelly universe, right?
I would certainly hope so.
Yeah.
Jennifer Connelly, I think I've got a shot.
I don't think you're too old for
her. She's, what, in her 40s? Maybe? She got to be.
She's probably in her 40s. Yeah. Only because
50. 52 years? She's 54 years old.
I was going to say, the only reason I'm not saying she's in her 50s, which is what
you
I really
don't
think,
say that?
Is because I'm a gentleman.
Yeah.
So.
December 12th?
I would have gone into her early 50s myself, but so.
December 12th, 1970.
She's
right. So I got a shot.
Right there in our bailiwick.
That's right.
She's the same age as you.
A little bit.
Not the same month.
A year and a half older.
Oh, okay.
A year and a half older.
I thought you were a 70s baby, too.
My son. My brother is 70s.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I am a 72 baby.
Baby is right.
That's right.
Baby. Yeah, baby.
Baby.
Yeah, poor little.
Get in my belly.
Yeah, poor little baby.
All right, any other purvus?
Yeah, I saw an interesting one called Bodkin.
Bodkin.
Yeah.
I almost watched the Outer Range one just because it's a like...
Did you see it last year?
No. But it's so out of character. If it had been a movie, I would have watched The Purview just so I could say, hey, I'm really interested in this new...
It might be a multiverse thing, too. I can't tell. It's some sort of warp opens up in this guy's cow pasture or some such. But now, where it goes, I don't know that they really represent in the first season or not. But in the second season picture, it looks like he's walked into it. So, but I wasn't interested in the first place, yeah. You know. So
multiverses and westerns?
No. Yeah, see?
No.
Well, I don't know for sure that it's a multiverse. If it's a sort of a dimensional portal into another dimension, not another multiverse dimension, but just another dimension, okay, I'm down. You know, that's just like space travel. That's cool, but... How easily can these writers stay away from the temptation of multiverses? It seems like all the writers today, that's all they can do, so...
Yeah. It's a way to have an evil twin.
I know, with yourself. A goatee.
Yeah.
I know, we all want an evil twin with a goatee.
Do we though?
I don't.
It does have Imogen Poots in it.
Oh, there you go.
You know, this is how I know that Hollywood has grown up a little bit. Because there's no way that someone would have been able to have the name Imogen Poots.
And be in Hollywood, yeah.
And be in Hollywood, like, 30 years ago. They would have changed it
to Ram Slamstein.
Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, anyway.
John Mulholland. Something massive.
You can keep Poots, but Imogene's got to go.
Imogene's got to go.
Yeah.
Poots is at least like a fart.
Yeah, we're going to call you Carrie Jean Poots.
Yeah. We need to change it to a more masculine name like Farts.
can you do a southern accent? We're going to call you Imogene Poots.
Imogene Poots. No, Bodkin is, I immediately was attracted to it because it said podcasts.
Oh, all right.
Podcasters. Apparently they go to Scotland to do like a true crime cold case podcast.
Okay.
And they start digging into some stuff that the people in this wacky Scottish town don't want them digging into. So, it looks interesting because Will Forte's in it. So I thought, okay, so probably some funny. Some funny. But the trailer made it look like there was a lot of dark kind of stuff going on. But it looks like a murder mystery, so I was like, okay.
We can't have just like happy-go-lucky stuff anymore.
No. Bodkin is the name of the town, but it looks like there's, you know, shenanigans afoot, but Will Forte is, you know, bringing the comedy aspect to it. But I think they have an actual, I don't know, they have. There's three of them. It's his podcast, but he's bringing along someone who I think is actually a detective of some sort.
Okay.
Or else she's a police officer or something. I think she's a little bit more serious.
All right.
And so when they start looking into this cold case, they start, I think, realizing that there's more to it than that. And then some of the people or all the people in the town just don't want them poking around.
It's about time podcasters got their due.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's taken a little bit from... Only Murders in the Building, obviously.
Yeah.
Also about podcasters.
But that's all right.
It looked interesting. It looked like...
Movie or television series?
It looks like a series.
I'm on their IMDb.
It looks murder mystery-ish enough, so... Yeah.
7 episodes. Starts May 9th.
Entirely digestible.
Yeah. They'll all drop on May 9th. Which we know is such a good business model.
I don't like it.
You really want to just build that intensity and interest over the day. You know?
Yeah.
You don't want to do week to week. We don't have that kind of time anymore.
So you think they should drop an episode a day?
Sure, why not?
Like 7 episodes over a course of a week, drop it every day.
Didn't they do something like that?
I don't know, maybe. It's a good idea, I think.
Yeah.
It was
Disney Plus that did
you get
that
some
with,
of that binge quality, but you also have to take a little time to absorb it. Yeah.
Disney Plus did that with the second season of What If.
Ah.
They did that.
Well, too bad nobody watched it.
Don't call me nobody. I watched it.
Well, I say it with a capital
N. I would be so lucky to be nobody.
I'd say it with a capital N, so yeah.
Yes.
You're the nobodiest, in my opinion.
So, Bodkin, I might put that on my... to watch list.
There you go.
Kind of dig
Bodkin is the name of the town, apparently.
Bodkin. It's probably pronounced like Sheboygan.
Boudkin. It's Boudkin.
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 Mm, Ireland.
Scotland. Those people. Scotland.
No, according to the description, it says a group of podcasters set out to investigate the mysterious disappearance of three strangers in an idyllic Irish town.
No, oh, my mistake.
But when they start to pull the strings, they find a story much bigger and stranger than they could have imagined.
I was obviously not paying attention. I thought they said Scotland somewhere in it, or somebody said something about not liking Scotland, but...
I'm guessing vampires.
You know what? I can hope. Keep my fingers crossed for that. Not getting enough vampire fare these days. It's all multiverse bull crap.
Well, you would want to live in Ireland. This is very weird.
If there were vampires?
Yeah, because it's so dark and musty there all the time.
Oh, if you were a vampire, you'd want to live there. Yeah. I don't know that I'd want to live there if there were vampires.
Well, if you were a vampire.
Yeah, yeah. I see your point
I'm
there.
I'm guessing that you would eventually either be food or a vampire.
Mm.
That's the way those things are supposed to work, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty scientific, really, if you think
vampires about it. Must have, like, a... Like, they have a very strict rule, right? Like, you would imagine that if you, like, eat your food and it becomes you, then...
There's a problem.
There's a problem. Yeah, like, yeah. After a while, there's no more food and it's just vampires.
That's something that's in most vampire fiction, especially modern fiction, where they've kind of jettisoned the concept of, like, Dracula, where he only drank a bit.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't kill people right away.
Yeah.
In modern vampire lore, you know, books, you just murder people.
And it's almost like it's a conscious decision to make them into a vampire.
Yeah, because Anne Rice changed it up, so you have to feed them a little of your blood. Yeah. So not people don't just turn into a vampire. Back in the Dracula style, you know, if you died from the bite of a vampire, you became a vampire. But I guess that's why they changed it. I can understand from a...
Is that the Stephen King vampire, or was it even before that they were... Because Salem's Lot and all that was...
No, if you died from the vampire's bite, you became a vampire. Yep.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, who made that switch?
I think Anne Rice is where it came from. Anne Rice is the first time I remember seeing the thing where you feed them your blood.
Yeah, but was it one of those things that, from the very beginning, Bram Stoker, like, if he had killed... somebody, would they have become a vampire?
That was the way it was represented in Dracula, yes. Mm. Yeah, Van Helsing was like, you know, he shows up, he recognizes what's going on. One of the young women, you know, of their acquaintance has already died from this, and he's like, we have to go to her crypt and wait because she's going to rise. That's what happens.
All right. So the vampires in his telling.
I love that we've got into a vampire conversation.
They must have tremendous self-control. Like, so much, like, you know, because, like, Dracula's not just going around willy-nilly killing people. Like, he's taking just enough to feed.
Yep.
Letting them live.
Yep.
And showing up.
Kill him over time.
And
if he
garlic's
wants them,
in the window, he goes to the next place. Yeah.
Well, it's very possible somebody like Dracula, you know, he might make a few, but then kill them after they... you know, pop up, especially if they're causing trouble.
Yeah, he doesn't want, he doesn't want other vampires horning in on his business.
Well, that's always been my view of things, because a lot of vampire books these days, they make it like they have covens of vampires.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't see that. Vampires would be a very solitary hunter. They wouldn't want other vampires mucking around on their little stretch
of ground. Everything gets really messy when you got seven or eight of them.
Exactly. So I'm just like, whoever came up with this coven idea, and it might have
been Anne Rice.
I think it might have been there too, but probably some other places. But once again, Dracula famously had three wives in his castle in the original story.
But he seemed to more like have them in thrall.
Pretty much. So, but I would imagine...
And if you could have three wives, wouldn't you have three wives?
No, thank you.
Yeah, I hear you saying it, but your eyes are saying something different.
Yeah, my eyes are saying one is plenty. Is what my eyes are saying.
One's more than enough.
Easy. Well said. Well said.
Sometimes I wish I had fewer than one.
Exactly.
All right, well, I'm up for watching Bodkin. It's not going to be vampires. It'll be something. It'll be something weird.
We lost our...
Is it going to be supernatural? That's the question. Like,
there was nothing
is the
in
mystery
the,
supernatural?
There was nothing in the trailer to implicate supernatural. Just, obviously, the town is a small town and there are weird characters in it. There's one scene where they're riding on a guy's tractor with him.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, he's the older fella, and he's just like, hey, you like a party? And they're like, yeah, yeah, we like a party. And he flips a switch and he has like a disco ball with lights up behind him on the tractor that starts like shining and, oh, and one in the Lord. Front. And
those so, Irish, man.
Yeah. Pretty funny little bit. Liked it.
Yeah, but did the mystery seem mysterious enough?
It was one of those trailers where they did not give me enough to really recognize.
It's more of a character study kind of thing.
That, well, it could be a very good mystery. There was just, like I said, there's the one character who's, like, seriously into this, and then the Will Forte podcaster, and his, right. has another young woman who is also a part of this crew. Mm-hmm. And but the older woman, it looks like she occasionally just goes off on her own. Like, She's the one who recognized something is going on here. Will Forte just wants to do the podcast.
All right.
So she's the one digging into stuff, and there's a bit in the trailer where she says, someone's trying to stop us. That means we're on to something. And Will Forte is sort of bemoaning the fact that he was just looking to do a podcast on a cold case. He didn't expect it to turn into all of this. So you feel like that's kind of that dynamic. But I feel like she's digging up stuff and finding out things. So it could be a pretty decent mystery.
I'm wondering, like... those cold case kind of podcasts, do they really hope to solve the mystery? Or are they just in it for the clicks?
Clicks. Guarantee it. Yeah. These are cold cases for...
I've kind of gotten out of the whole thing of listening to, like...
Murder Radio. Podcasts
because, like, they
Well, you asked
they
the question, but engaging... you would be the one to say, how do they usually end? Do they solve anything? Well,
I mean, it depends. Like, some of them are historical stories that they're just telling, and they know the ending, so that it's not a big deal. But others are like, we're digging into this mystery to see what happened. And they end by saying, well, you have as much information as we have now. And so, no one will ever know. And I'm like, I hate you all, and I want you all to delete that podcast.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's what I do.
My wife likes to watch murder television, and frequently I will watch behind her. And, you know, I have a... you may not know this or believe it, but I believe that I have a fairly... highly developed bullshit detector. So when we're watching these people talking about, you know, whether they did it or whether somebody did it or whether somebody didn't do it, every now and then I'll get that tingling and be like, that motherfucker's lying. Like, I don't know exactly what happened here.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So there's guys who are like, no, I wasn't there. This happened, that happened. And I'm like, nah, that motherfucker did it. You know, but there's other times where he gives me an honest vibe. Like, I'm like, yeah, I feel like maybe he didn't do it. Now, it's not 100%. You know, I can be fooled like anybody, but, you know, there are times like that. But
maybe we need to do a murder podcast.
I'm just
we
not
can just
interested
go around
in
interviewing
that stuff.
People, and you could just say, I know you did it. I know you did it.
You're lying about something. I'm not sure what. And I'm not sure why, but I know that's not the truth.
Yeah, it's the Natasha Lyonne. I got my bullshit going.
Yeah, exactly.
You can tell when you lie.
Yep.
I'm not sure why you lied, but I know when you lied.
Yep. That's what's so fun. I can't wait for that show to come back.
Yeah. Is it coming back? What is that? Like, you know.
We can only hope.
What was that called? That was called,
Poker Face.
Poker Face.
Yep.
Face Season 2. Release date. Let's see. Everything we know about Poker Face Season 2. No news so far.
Exactly.
All of this is just such clickbait bullshit.
Well, if we're transitioning to news, that tends to be what was in the news when I looked today. It was all opinion pieces. It wasn't anything that was really like news. It was
I found some stuff.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. You're you're a little less discerning.
Yeah, definitely. There's let's see, where is it?
It was casting news about
the Kents. Superman.
But the two
Did you see who they had as Pa Kent?
No.
It does not seem like the right guy.
Well, this is the thing. I the name was not familiar to me and I didn't get a chance to pull up his face. The woman playing Ma Kent, her name was not familiar to me. I pulled her up and her face is not familiar to me, so all right.
Oh, yeah.
This is our this is the disco section of the podcast. shake your boogie fever there. Come on.
I can't
turn it off.
This tab is playing audio.
Ah, there you go.
Where is it? Pruitt Taylor Vince is playing Pa Kent, and he is Where I know him from is he played a big role in The Mentalist.
Oh, okay.
Like, he was in The Mentalist for a while. But, did you even look at a picture of him? That guy's not Pa Kent.
Oh, I recognize him.
But he's not Pa Kent,
either. No, I don't think I would have picked him as Pa Kent, no.
No, Pa Kent is much more of an outdoorsy guy. I could see this guy playing Kingpin in a low-rent version of Daredevil.
Or Punisher, yeah.
I could see him in maybe playing Lex Luthor. But
yeah,
Pa Kent?
Old-fashioned chubby Lex Luthor, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I don't see Pa Kent. And the Ma Kent is, what is her name? Neva Howell.
Right.
Who played in Lucky Logan, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. So they're going for like,
lesser
maybe recognize, like you know them, like, oh, I've seen, yeah, I've character seen that actors. Person.
Yeah.
But nobody.
Not big names, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't mind that. I just, you know.
Did they already announce the Superman? They did, right?
Yeah. Corn Sweat.
Yeah, that guy.
And what's her name from Maisel is Lois Lane. Yeah. I thought those were great choices, actually.
Sure. Yeah, Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito as Lois Lane. Perfect choice. As in all things that star Danny DeVito. You know the actress I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, what is her name?
I thought she's a fantastic choice for Lois Lane.
Yeah,
maybe the first one that's ever been chosen that I think
Rachel Brosnahan. That's what it was.
She's the first in all of the properties. She may be the first one that actually fits,
kinda nailed it.
Yeah, fits my view of Lois Lane.
I'm going in for my cerveza. It's just called cerveza. You know, that's
means beer.
Just beer.
Yeah. It just means beer.
This is the Mexican Spanish just beer.
This is the Mexican beer that they have in Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yeah, just beer.
They just have. He's like the one guy's got the bag, the paper bag with beer in it, and the other guy's like he's a little fancier. He's got the paper bag with cerveza in it. Yeah,
cerveza más fría. Yes. Now I really muffed that up pouring it, so it's gonna be a while.
Poorly.
Yes.
You did poorly.
Who would Tony Shalhoub play?
In Superman?
In Superman. You think he's a Perry Cuomo, whatever, Perry White?
I'm going to go with Metallo. I would love him as Mixtoplick. Mixtlepidliac.
Yeah. Man.
Can you imagine Danny DeVito as Mixtlepidliac?
I could absolutely
see
him as Mixtlepidliac. So powerful, that guy.
See, I'm going to be thinking all the rest of the podcast about who Tony Shalhoub should be in the DC universe.
Yeah.
There's no telling.
Riddler.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind him as Riddler.
Would he be manic enough? Riddler doesn't necessarily have to be manic, though,
no,
right?
No.
After all, he's no a Joker.
Yeah.
Folie à deux.
Well, sometimes they try to kind of... Well, yeah. Sometimes they kind of try to make him more Joker-like, which they shouldn't. Obviously, the Two-Face from the earlier Batman movies was way too Joker-like.
Yes.
Which is a problem.
Well, when you got a good thing...
Tommy Lee Jones, yeah. The Tommy Lee Jones Joker Two-Face was way
too... You might as well just say the Tommy Lee Jones Joker.
Yeah. Might as well.
All right, did you hear that the Park Chan-wook is creating an Old Boy TV series?
No. You know what? I might have heard that. I can't even imagine. That's a very specific sort of movie-length story.
Right.
You know, spreading that out.
It's kind of dependent on the twist.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of, like, once you know the twist, then that really changes your
viewing experience. And the twist is... not a good twist. Like,
oh, no.
The twist occurred, and I was like, ew.
Yeah, this is the kind that you're like, you know, and it's not even like him, like, beating people with a hammer.
Yeah.
And pulling out teeth and stuff.
Well,
we won't reveal
the twist, but the twist is like, ew. And also, I'm like, that dude way overreacted. Like, way overreacted. You know?
Well, you know, the Koreans, they're known for their subtlety.
for their overreaction. They go big or they go home, those guys.
That's right.
And gals.
Uh-huh. I'm not sure that, like, an old boy TV show is what's needed.
No, me neither. But who knows? It depends on how they do it, I guess.
Maybe.
I sure hope they gender swap old boy.
Old gal.
I'm not sure that an old lady
young t-shirt, boy.
Yeah.
We'll just call it young gal. It'll be the same story told from the young girl's perspective.
Well, we want to avoid the male gaze, so I don't think they can say young gal. Young person of indeterminate gender identity. I think that's really how we need to do
this. Just stop. So apparently Neil Gaiman has come out and given an update on Good Omens Season 3. I tried to tell my daughter this. She's like, that's old news.
Yeah, you're
not. Tell me something I don't know. I got that alert 45 minutes ago, old man.
Actually, Dad. I already knew all about that.
Yeah, apparently they're
starting. You're behind the times, old man.
They're starting shooting on this in January. So we got like 8 months to wait before they even start production on
it. I am so disappointed that they tried to make it like a love interest thing that I'm like, I don't know that I want to see season 3.
That's a tasty cerveza.
Yeah. Good.
That it is good. It's very good. I've been pleasantly surprised with a lot of.
And here's the thing. It says cerveza, but most Mexican beers are thin. Mm-hmm. They're like a lighter yellow. They're not like the
kind that you want in a tropical.
Yeah. But I mean, that looks more like a Dos Equis, which is also,
Yeah.
A Mexican beer, but it's a little darker.
Don't let the spider logo fool you.
Yeah, it won't fool me. Does that thing have 10 legs?
That's no spider. You call that an arachnid?
That's only a spider on The Simpsons.
Yeah. Let me see, what else do I have?
Oh, Peacemaker Season 2 started filming, finally.
Okay. Did they bring everybody back? All the people who died?
Indeterminate. It's clear they've started filming because James Gunn tweeted out a picture of himself reflected in the Peacemaker helmet.
Okay.
So, and the indication was that they were starting filming on it, so. Right. We've been waiting a while.
Yeah, we just watched, that'll come up on.
Oh, I have a bit of news. I think you'll be very excited.
Okay.
In all aspects of this. So there is a One Punch live action movie in the works, right?
Does it have?
Who?
What? Michael Cera.
When?
Michael Cera as One Punch Man.
No. No such news. No, you have a very bad image.
What are you talking about? That is Michael Cera.
Michael Cera is only One Punch Man when he's that skinny, nebbishy, like, cartoony figure.
And he barely ever...
When he One Punch Mans it up, he Michael Cera is not in the picture, man.
Well, you do that with CG.
Do you?
He spends most of his time as a nebbish character. You know that.
But he looks pretty buff sometimes, so. Plus, in fact, he's the most powerful thing on the
planet. Are you telling me that Michael Cera can't Camille Nanjiani it up?
Not to that extent. I would be very surprised.
All right.
Plus, so they got to shave his head. They've got they picked the writer to write the script for the One Punch Man live-action movie. Okay. And it is Dan Harmon.
All right. That's not bad.
Yeah. So they're going to obviously lean into the humorous aspect of One Punch Man a bit.
All right. Cool. All right. Sure. Yeah, whatever.
I can tell you're shocked by this. So unexpected.
Well, I love the character. I do. Mm-hmm. Like, I got an email from my son just out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes out right after. Like, I hadn't even read the email. I didn't even know I got it.
Yeah.
He comes out and he's like, hey, did you get my email? I was like, no, I'm in the middle of doing something. I'm working or I'm watching Psych or something. I don't know. And so he's like, I was supposed to be writing an essay and I decided I didn't want to. So I started working on a list of anime that I think you should be familiar with for anime. And I'm like, what are you doing to me, kid? Yeah. What are you trying to do? And so he put together this whole thing. But even with that, I'm still thinking One Punch Man is like the cream of the crop for me.
Yeah.
Not only is it a fun story, but it's like 20 episodes and out. Like, you know.
Well, third season's coming out this year.
Yeah, sure, fine, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, like, still, even then, it's only like another 10 episodes.
Yeah.
And
keeping it short.
You know. And it just shows up like all he's got to do is punch somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what's so fun is just. Yeah. There's moments when he starts to punch and you have that big thing that says death and somebody like leaps away like, holy crap. Yeah. Like I didn't even get hit. I just got this sudden premonition of absolute destruction. So,
multiple small punches.
Yeah. Multiple normal punches. He just demolishes like a whole mountain range. That just kills me.
I just love the fact that all he did is some squats and stayed in like a hot room for a while.
Well, I read an article that indicated
so funny.
In later manga, they kind of explain how he got so powerful.
Why would you have to? Like, just the goofiness of it is what's funny.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't like overly scientificate it. You know, they didn't midichlorian it. But
all right,
they just said that human beings have a naturally occurring limiter on them.
Okay,
that's just the nature of human beings. He somehow accidentally turned his off. So that's
why air conditioning that does it.
Yeah, the lack of air conditioning or heat.
Yeah.
That limiter just turns right off in that case, yeah. But nobody's going to do that. That's why we don't have a bunch of One Punch Men running around.
Jack Black confirms he has a role in the live-action Minecraft movie.
I'm not a bit surprised. He's perfect for that. Him and Danny DeVito.
Sure. He's going to play Steve.
Oh, okay.
Are you familiar with Minecraft Steve is?
My youngest was mad for Minecraft for a long time.
Right.
My oldest could have given an absolute crap about Minecraft, but... You know,
Jennifer Coolidge is also in this movie.
And much like your son throwing you an anime list, my son back in the day, my youngest was always like, I think you would enjoy Minecraft. We should play together. Why don't you come play Minecraft? And I'm like, I don't know.
Would we have to?
I really would like to spend more time with you, but not playing video games, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
No, come on, let's go see a movie. Let's go do something. But
John Wick director would make a Star Wars movie, quote, if Disney could survive me.
Oh, they... No. It's not that they couldn't. They don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a Steamboat Willie horror movie?
I had read about that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all the stuff that goes into the public domain is instantly going to be turned into a horror film. I still need to see the trailer for the Bambi horror flick. Like, I saw a still from it, I was like, okay, let me see, take a look. But it was, like, not there. It was just a picture.
Are they going out on a rampage against the one who killed his father?
I'm sure. It writes itself as a revenge picture, right?
Absolutely.
These evil hunters, I will destroy them all!
Yes.
With my 20 points.
Yes, doing, like, the Rambo.
exactly. He ties a human skin around his antlers.
If you have a hankering to watch the first 10 Star Trek movies, they're all on Max.
Star Trek movies?
All of the first 10 Star Trek movies are all on Max now.
I have been had a hankering to go back and watch the first one, the motion picture.
Why?
That
is such a boring movie.
That's the thing. I was too young when it came out to really appreciate how good or bad it was. And I've heard it's bad. But
I'm not sure it's bad. It's just... It's like...
It's a little too cerebral. It's just kind of a thought-provoking thing and action.
Yeah, and nowadays you want action. You want, like, I think I saw it recently, and it just felt plodding to me.
Okay.
It's just a little bit too much.
I've read a couple people who've written things and said that it's underappreciated, so I've been interested to see it again.
You know what I say to those guys? Fuck them guys. That's not exactly what I'm saying. Zack Snyder's Rebel Moon franchise expanding to 6 movies in a new trilogy approach. I think they misunderstand what the word trilogy means.
I do too. He's trying to make his own Star Wars, you know. Even though these movies are not nearly as popular as Star Wars.
Is the second one out? Like, is it?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. But if they're already committing to 6, I don't think the first one did all that great. But what do I know?
Like, streaming. What metrics do we have? Yeah, for all streaming. We know, they're huge overseas. And
well, I was
keeping eyeballs on Netflix.
I got attracted to some clickbait, which was a theory as to why Lower Decks got canceled, even though it's one of the more popular Star Treks going out. And they posited because it's only a half hour show; it's like 24 minutes long. And streaming
lets you.
Streaming is all this. The streaming metric is all about how many hours the thing has been streamed, and so a half hour show is already at a disadvantage because even if it's watched as many times as an hour show, it's got half the streaming hours.
Streaming length.
And they think that might be what kind of didn't work for it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's true or not, but yeah, whatever.
No, that's stupid.
Yeah. What's stupid if that's what they decided to do because of that?
Well, I can't wait to see all 6 of the Rebel Moon movies.
Have you even watched the first one?
Yeah, I watched the first one. It wasn't bad. Like, it was a perfectly serviceable movie.
Okay.
No. I remember reading The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Right.
And he keeps writing these books in that universe.
Uh-huh.
And he gets to, like, the fourth or the fifth book. And he's, like, one of the subtitles is, I don't even remember what the book was, but it's, like, another book in the increasingly misnamed trilogy. I thought that was
He's a funny guy, yeah.
Yeah. Or he was before he died.
Yeah.
So, apparently, Mark Wahlberg is in a new movie coming out called Flight Risk.
Oh, my goodness.
That they're predicting might be a huge hit. Because it's very similar to another hit that happened last year.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know what movie it might be similar to?
There was a big hit last year.
In 2023.
I barely remember last year. I blocked it out entirely.
Yeah. It has. It may replicate the success of a similar film, Plane, from 2023.
Did you and I go see Plane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoyed Plane.
Yeah, Plane was fine. Yeah.
Except for that one Korean woman who absolutely deserved to die.
Yeah. I don't know that it really was a huge hit, was it? It was more successful than anticipated, and yeah. I think it was made on a shoestring budget.
Well, they're making a sequel.
Yeah.
Called Ship or something. I don't know
what it's called. Bus. Rickshaw.
Plane, let's see. Box Office Mojo. Plane made $75 million worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's...
That's the thing.
It must have been made on about $10
million. Yeah, yeah. I think it had a very low budget. So, yeah, it made a huge amount of money for that. But being like, oh, this is going to replicate this huge hit. I mean, Mark Wahlberg cost $10 million to get him to play something.
Unless he's got points on the back end.
Maybe. Yeah. But even then, you know... What are they saying? So it's gonna make mediocre box office, yeah. Just like Plane did.
All right, so I've got MCU casting rumors.
Great,
you got that? You want to hear?
I can't wait.
Apparently, Sydney Sweeney is coming to the MCU.
Okay, so like really this time?
Apparently,
she was under the false impression that Madame Web was an MCU.
They're
movie.
They're saying that she might play Black Cat. I don't think so.
I think of Black Cat as a more mature character. But
I also think of a Black Cat as someone more... maybe it's just me, but I don't find Sydney Sweeney all that engaging an actor. Like, I also don't even think she... Well, I mean, she's clearly got attributes.
Yeah, yeah.
That are...
She's curvaceous.
Yeah, she's curvaceous, but...
Apparently that rom-com that came out, Anybody But You or something, was supposed to be very good. I've not seen it, so maybe we'll have to watch it.
We're big fans of rom-coms.
We do like a rom-com. Yeah,
and I'm going to be on a plane soon.
Well, there you go.
Consider it watched.
Let me know how it is. Yeah. I feel like I was not that attracted to that rom-com because it seemed like an uncomfortable circumstance was the basis for it.
Yeah. It's like... We don't need to talk about that. So someone is also saying that Thanos is set to return. I don't know why they would bring Thanos back. Why? Like, move on to something new. Yeah. Do something. Like, this is when we know that they're out of ideas. Completely out of
They've
ideas.
Been out
they're
of
like,
ideas
listen,
for a long time.
What we're working on now doesn't seem to work. Let's go back to the thing that did work and really drive it into the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they'll be like, we don't understand why that movie didn't make $1 billion.
Well, what they're failing to understand is what worked was having good writers.
Yeah, and it wasn't just Thanos.
Yeah.
It was the story. It was the whole thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
They need to get some writers that actually read comic books.
Yeah. So apparently they're teasing plans for Hank Pym to join the Illuminati and for Doctor Strange to lead a new version of the group.
Don't care. I wouldn't mind seeing more Doctor Strange, though, provided that it was, you know, better written and less, you know. Once again, I like Doctor Strange extra-dimensional stuff. That was part of Doctor Strange in the comic books. I just don't like the multiverse garbage. Like, let's kick that to the curb.
I'm still not quite sure what the distinction is. Multiverses is just like the same characters in different universes.
Right.
extra dimensional is like
an entirely
craziness. It's
an
like,
entirely
that's
different
where
universe.
Annihilus lives.
Yeah, yeah. And, it's a different unit. It's a different dimension that's completely different than ours. It's got nothing to do with ours.
Right.
It's different. It has different creatures in it. Different
it's
life
so
forms.
It's like
bro.
It's like where the Beyonder lives.
Exactly. Yeah. Beyonder probably lives in an extra dimension.
Yeah.
That's all that H.P. Lovecraft stuff is other dimensions, not multiverses, not split offs of our world because we made a different decision.
All right.
So.
So they, this in this article, they also talk about the Fantastic Four. Do you want to hear about the Fantastic Four?
Sure, can't wait.
This is a quote. There's a reason they're making the Fantastic Four's debut in an alternate universe where the 60s look like the Jetsons brought to life. They need to establish just how big the threat this saga can be, that it can even cross over to different universes. So yes, they're important.
Oh my God, what the hell are these idiots doing? So it's an alternate universe where it looks like modern day is the 1960s,
yeah.
Like Fallout or something, right?
Right. It's like the 60s through the lens of the Jetsons, apparently.
What the fuck?
Well, listen, I still hold out a thin, and I felt like I've said this before, but
sure,
I hold out this thin thread.
I love
of
your
hope.
Optimism, man. Love
yeah.
it.
That the reason that they're doing this is to collapse it all into one. Like, Secret Wars could be that, where they just collapse all of this multiversal stuff into one universe, and then you it's a way to start anew with just, like, you can't always just go over to another universe and grab a Tony Stark, or wherever. You gotta, like, you gotta deal with what you got in, on hand.
Now I'm sure there's better ways to do this.
You know, well.
Well. I don't know that they need to write big stories where they collapse the universes together so much as maybe find a way to retcon Tony's "I conquered time." No, you didn't. You know. So. Yeah.
What are you talking about? Of course he had a long weekend.
Yeah, exactly. And he conquered time. No, I didn't.
So apparently, Alien is returning to theaters.
I saw it
in order to celebrate its 45th anniversary.
Yeah, I saw
That's crazy to think that the Aliens
it's been that
has
long.
Been like
it holds
years.
Up, man, and it's cool to see it on the big screen.
I totally go see
I
it.
Went during COVID.
I'm pretty sure that's going to be at the Narrow. It would absolutely have to be.
Yep.
By the way, Big Lebowski's coming to the Narrow this weekend.
The Big Lebowski.
My daughter wants to go see it.
Has she never seen it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's worth it for her, man.
Did you watch the movie Ready or Not?
No, I didn't.
The
one with Margot Robbie.
Yeah, exactly. We actually watched it. My daughter wanted to watch it, and I thought it was
dear listeners, we know it wasn't Margot Robbie.
No, it's Samara Weaving.
Yep.
But it might as well be. Come on, they're all the same people. Have you ever seen them in the same room?
No, I think so. I think there's a movie that they're in together.
Yeah, they're both Barbies in Barbie.
Oh, okay. No, there's another movie where I think both of them and the young woman from Sex Education, who also looks like them, are all in the same movie together. So,
man,
I think they play sisters.
That's a room you could lock me in.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic. I'm not sure how much whipped cream I'd need.
I'm not sure they make that much. The Ready or Not director or directors have come out and said they have an idea for a quote unquote absolute fucking banging sequel.
I love the enthusiasm, man. Confidence, like overflowing, brimming confidence.
Yeah. I'm looking at this. What we can say is that there is a script that is an absolute fucking banger of a sequel, and however it gets made and in whatever capacity we are helping get it made, we are so excited that it's happening.
There you go.
I would watch a Ready or Not sequel. Sure.
I have to watch the original, though. So.
Yeah, sure.
Once again, seems like an awkward situation. Is it does this family hunt the young lady down for some supernatural thing, like some sort of a tradition?
It's a bit of that, yeah. It's a bit of tradition, and like
so
they
it
got
sounds
wrapped
like,
up in this whole thing.
Sounds like Damsel, then. Like Damsel stole that concept, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was more fantasy than this.
Yeah, yeah.
This was more like...
Real world?
Kind of. I mean, it was... obviously it was set in more realistic kind of setting.
Right.
It had one fewer dragon in it. I know that. Did you ever watch Return of the
Damsel? Yeah, I did watch Damsel.
It was fine. It was It was a pretty straightforward...
It had 100% fewer dragons, or one fewer dragon, yeah, depending on whichever, how you write it up.
Yeah. However you want the math to work. So apparently Grant Gustin has talked to James Gunn.
I saw...
But not about playing Flash.
Well, of course not, but I like Grant Gustin, so if they got him for some other character, then that
who would other? Work. What other character?
Elongated Man.
I could also see him as a... if you're going to be a bad guy,
mm-hmm.
he could be Scarecrow.
Maybe.
Elongating Man, though.
Yeah.
He's got the goofiness for
the
Elongating
Man. The great Ralph Dibny.
Yes. I still believe that Dev Patel would be a pretty damn good Scarecrow.
Yeah, maybe. Yep.
Or a Monkey Man. He could play a Monkey Man.
He would be a fantastic Monkey Man. He's like made to play Monkey Man.
Oh, man. He is absolutely made to play Monkey Man. What is the Plane sequel? Plane sequel. Plane gets sequel ship. Led by Mike Coulter.
Oh, so it's not going to have Jared in it, huh?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe the plane that they took off on at the end of Plane crash lands in the water, and Mike Coulter in a ship has to go and catch them.
No, I think it's a continuation of Mike Coulter's character arc from the Plane movie, which is probably a better way to go, sure. Really. Yeah, because he's kind of a badass with a heart of gold, more than willing to kill some folk.
Well, the stupid thing is they should have made the second one Train. Because then they could have done Plane, Train, and Automobile.
Yeah, you're thinking ahead there. Yeah.
Listen,
it's an homage.
I'm an idea guy.
So, that's one way to put it.
I'm a dumb idea guy, but hey, it's fine.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything else.
I didn't say they were good ideas.
Yeah.
They're just ideas.
I've got a... I had a listicle in here somewhere.
All right.
Where is this?
I'm primed to be riled up after that 60s modern Fantastic Four concept.
Where is the listicle? I had it. Is that it? Oh, the 15 best post-apocalyptic movies to watch after Fallout.
You know, when you revealed they're going to make it a kind of other universe 1960s steampunk what the fuck, you know? It suddenly, the picture that they revealed when they revealed the casting, suddenly that made a lot more sense. Yeah. And I was like, oh,
they
my.
They came out with one on April 4th, too. Did you see that poster?
I'm not sure I did.
This was Johnny Storm with the four in the sky.
Okay.
And the city that it's above looks like the Jetsons. Like, it's absolutely not New York City.
Okay.
It's entirely different.
I can't wait to go. I'm going to run right home and pull that up and take a look.
I'll pull it up right now for you.
And then I'm going to throw up in my mouth a little. No, don't show me.
I'm pulling it up.
I don't want to throw up in my mouth in your house. That's a terrible idea.
Poster. April 4th. There you go. Here we go.
You're a sadist, you bastard.
I love it. I can't get enough of it. Where is it? Why are they making it small? There you go. See? That looks like New York, right?
Happy 4-4 day. No, yeah, you're right. It looks a little science fiction-y. Oh, well.
Get you some of that.
Yep.
Maybe it is the Fantastic Four Jetsons crossover that we never knew we needed.
Maybe. Can't wait.
All right, so the 15 best post-apocalyptic movies to watch after Fallout. Have you watched any of Fallout?
No, but... the super nerds liked it, actually.
All right.
So, I'm willing to give it a chance.
All right, here's one. Things to Come, from 1936.
Ooh, I like the time frame.
Yeah, the oldest film on this list, Things to Come, sometimes exhibits its age in ways that some may struggle to tolerate. I wonder what that means.
I'm going to say no. I'm gonna give that one a thumbs down. No, thank you.
Here's probably the understatement of all understatements. It's a real slow burn.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's uneven, and even some of its better ideas can feel outdated if you don't view them in the proper context.
Oh my God, this guy's gonna kill me with this list. I can already tell.
1955, Day the World Ended.
It sounds familiar.
Roger Corman sci-fi movie?
Well, it's worth to see. It's worth it to see a Roger Corman film.
Yeah.
Like that. Like, that sounds like a premise made for Roger Corman.
Yeah. It's a B-movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could.
Does it have monsters in it? I bet it has monsters in it.
Probably. Atomic radiation is a threat as a significant as its mutants and more malicious survivors.
There you go.
So, you gotta have some mutants.
Sounds fantastic,
in there.
Yeah.
1975, A Boy and His Dog.
I've heard of this.
Have you? What is this about?
It's probably an on-the-road kind of story, but I've never watched it. I just know about it.
A Boy and His Dog follows a young man and his telepathic canine friend.
That's right.
As they try to survive in the desert following an apocalyptic
battle. I had forgotten that the dog was telepathic.
Yeah.
But
Know that this movie is often incredibly tough to watch.
Yeah. I've read about it. I've never seen the thing.
At the very least, here's where, you and I are out.
Yeah.
At the very least, anyone uncomfortable with depictions and discussions of rape need to stay as far away as possible.
That's me. Yep.
Yeah.
You've described me perfectly.
So far, they are 0-3 in this list for me.
Yep.
1977, Damnation Alley.
I've heard of that, too. Haven't. Is that with cars and stuff?
No.
I think it's a sort of a Mad Max type of like Road Warrior type of story.
Yeah, I don't know. Here's truth be told, Damnation Alley is not a great movie. Fantastic way to start this sales job.
Yeah.
At the very least, this tale of a group of survivors trying to cross a hostile post-apocalyptic desert is a wildly uneven experience. If you do not have a lot of love/patience for that trippy style of 70s sci-fi filmmaking, you probably won't get a lot out of this one.
Oh, I have a ton of patience for that trippy 70s sci-fi filmmaking. Might be right up my alley.
1979, Stalker?
I've heard of this one.
I've not heard of
any of these. Yeah, I've been looking for that one. It hasn't shown up on streaming.
I
read it in a couple of lists, but it sounded cool, and I was like, I'm down to watch that, but I can't. It hasn't shown up.
All right.
Stalkers are people that go into some place you're not supposed to and steal.
A mercenary figure known only as a stalker who leads two travelers across the wasteland in search of a mythical area that is said to have the power to make your wishes come true.
I'm confusing two films, but yeah. I have. That is a movie that I read on the list, and I was like, I want to watch that. So,
all right,
it was on another top 10 list that somebody put together.
Yeah, here's a little movie that you might have heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Mad Max 2.
Yeah, The Road Warrior. Fantastic flick.
1982, The Atomic Cafe.
I've heard of that one too. Not seen it.
These all have purvus. So
yeah.
Threads from 1984.
I don't know if I know that one.
Yeah. Night of the Comet from 1984?
Yeah. That's a zombie flick, I think.
Radioactive Dreams from 1985?
Nope, I don't know that one.
I'm just trying to think of, any of these that I've seen. Miracle Mile?
Nope. So far, 0 for however many you've read. I haven't seen a single one of those.
Here's one that you might be into just from the name alone. 1998's Six String Samurai.
Yeah, well, I do like the name, but no, I haven't seen that either.
I Am Legend from 2007.
Yeah, absolutely seen that one.
The Road from 2009.
I haven't watched that. I know it. That's Carson McCullough, I think. Could be wrong about that.
Cormac McCarthy,
yeah. Something like that.
The Book of Eli from 2010.
I've seen that one. Denzel Washington.
That's the most recent movie worth watching, apparently.
Yeah.
No other Mad Max movie would be on here. Furiosa.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sure
that didn't rile us up nearly enough.
Yeah,
because I've never heard of that.
It was so arcane. It was like, I don't know. I know of these movies. I've not seen any of them. That's the first list that we've done that. Well, actually, at the end, I saw a couple of those. Obviously, I'd seen Road Warrior and Book of Eli and a couple. I think one other one, but that's. 15 movies, and I've not seen hardly a single one.
They didn't
in the
have
top
Children
10.
Of Men on there. They didn't have that was post-apocalyptic.
To some degree, it wasn't like there had been an apocalypse. It was just that there were nobody was having babies. Well, that was before the apocalypse. That was the start of it, and they found a way to stop it. So, Doesn't really count.
Twins? They didn't have
twins
on this list.
Twins! Kindergarten Cop!
Danny DeVito starred in the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Alright, anything else you want to say? Any news you have? Anything that needs to be talked about?
No, you did find some interesting news.
See, I told you.
Yeah.
Tabs.
Tabs. It's all about the tab. Yeah. All about the tabs. That's what we need, more tabs in our lives.
That's the only soda I drink is tab.
Tabs.
Alright, well, the dame has spoken, so it is time for us to wrap it up. As always, I have been Doink.
And I've been Da-Doink.
But have you been? Really?
Thank you, Andy Samberg.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are weird.